This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Two COVID-19 testing companies have been ordered to stop operating in Colorado by the Attorney General and the State Health Department. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
An investigation by the Health Department found the Center for COVID Control and MacAgan Corporation failed to report test results to the state. The investigation also found that the Illinois-based Center for COVID Control's locations are not properly certified or licensed by the federal government to do COVID testing. Other states, including California and Rhode Island, have also shut down the center's sites. The two companies operate a combined 11 testing sites along the Front Range. Visit CPR.org for a list of those locations. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
People in Eagle County won't need to wear masks inside public places starting tomorrow. The County Health Board voted unanimously to let its mask mandate expire, but masks will still be required at pre-K through 8th grade schools until Friday. Last week, more than a third of all tests for COVID-19 came back positive in Eagle County, but that's a slight drop from a peak from earlier this month. And in Aurora today, two churches are hosting an event to buy back guns from people who no longer want them. The Aurora Sentinel reports the effort is in response to increasing rates of gun violence in Aurora and Denver. The churches have partnered with a nonprofit called Raw Tools that turns gun parts into garden tools and hosts nonviolence training workshops. And from downtown Denver, this is CPR News.